48 seconds after the hour 12 in this, the month of April in the year of our Lord, 2006. Thank you for coming by and making it part of your listening day, my friends. Live, I say. Live from the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of Johnson 970, a proud part of the CBS radio family. This is El Show de Emerson. I don't know what I'm talking about. I got nothing. Nothing. Hey, we are here. Thank you for coming by. Broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. You can also email if you like. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick at RickEmerson.com. I'd like to thank our friends from Coin Television who are here in the studio filming a little brief something. Apparently there's something happening in the news. There's some sort of...
Yes.
Some sort of scandal with the sex.
Some kind of steamy love note.
Some sort of untoward happening taking place somewhere. So I'm glad they picked a day when we all look spotty and hideous. Thank you. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. Actually, Sarah looks pale. I look spotty. We both got bad...
Thank you very much. Whoa, hi.
We both got bad outfits on, though. Me more so than her.
Yeah, I'm a little scared. The camera's right in my face.
Heck yeah, you're used to that.
You should be
used
to that.
No, but I'm used to it being far away.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Moving on. It's 503-733-2970. So if at some point during today's program, we may ask you to call in and sound pithy and informed about today's events and issues. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to be thinking of something you're going to say. It's going to make it sound as though you know what you're talking about. Something that makes it sound as though you've been paying any attention to the news at all and that you care about something other than Jessica Alba photos. I know you don't, but you have to pretend that you do. There's a camera guy 3 inches from my ear. I believe he's actually giving me some kind of examination. I can't really be sure. His name is Dean.
I don't think this is public access.
Probably not. No. It's 503-733-2970. So when you hear the secret word, and the secret word is... Wait, can you drop the music? The secret word is... Llama. Llama. When you hear the secret word, that's when you should call up and you should make insightful and profound, pithy yet human statements. About this
human
about this Foxworth scandal.
It's getting better by the day.
It really is. It's all about the chocolate brown body.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got more coming up.
All right. So that's so when you hear the secret word, which is what, Sarah?
Llama.
Llama.
When you hear the secret word llama, I want you to call 503 and don't do it now. I want you to call 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Sample phrases you could use include, I find this to be an egregious mis... I'm just faking. I don't really have anything written down. Sample phrases you could use could be, I find this to be a profoundly shocking and disturbing turn of events, especially from a public official. Other phrases could be, well, I say we let this man have his day in court. It could be just a simple misunderstanding. I say we let the facts speak for themselves.
How about let's let it slide just this once?
You could also say, he is a cop and does have a gun, so maybe we should treat him with kid gloves. All right, there you go. You could also say Baba Booey, but please don't do that. Please, I beg of you. And I swear to God, if you call up and you say Baba Booey, we're going to play that Three Little Pigs song like 100 times in a row, followed by smooth jazz, and then we'll just flip the oldies. I mean it. Don't screw with me. Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. 503-733-2970, the things we do for money. Coming up later on today, Jen Lane's going to be here. Randy the Natural Couture is going to be here. Probably the toppermost of the poppermost of all the UFC fighters, ultimate fighters of all time. He's going to be talking to us later on about Sports Fight 15. And then the big news, though, today, the big thing, apart from the fact that you're going to call up and you're going to sound intelligent and thought-provoking while still entertaining, don't call now. I have not said the secret word, which is... Llama. The big news today is coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to start picking the set list for Rick Emerson Listener Party 9. Hopefully today we will have some sort of official name for that party as well. That is not coming. That time is not now. Sometime today we'll have the name for Listener Party 9, which is happening 14 short days from now, Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m. Sabalas Mount Tabor. That's all coming up. So we're going to be picking later on today in the 1 o'clock hour the set list for the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. They're going to be raising the roof and so forth. So that's all coming up. We're joined today, as are we always, by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon. She's a proud member of the Coin Television Morning Staff as well.
It's more of a family, I'd say.
A family atmosphere.
How was your show this morning? I'm assuming it was insightful as always.
I thought you were going to start TiVoing it.
I was. I meant to TiVo it this morning. See, because I used to stay up. I used to sit and watch all of it from front to back.
Uh-huh.
But lately, I've been spending some extra time going to church.
Uh-huh.
And I find that a lot of times that prayer schedule, you know, I have to choose between Jesus and coin. And
it's conflicting. I understand.
I do find that it's best just to defer to the side of salvation, though. And
Jesus will save you.
Plus sensible scrapbook news on at the same time with the DUI kid.
I had it. What? We were selling it. Why did you have to say that? We were looking wholesome. It's more of a family. But it's all good because you met with your shrink yesterday, right?
No, this morning.
This morning, and
yes.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, it was great to talk to her, and she said that she'll come on.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Your shrink?
Mm-hmm.
Wendy?
She's not my shrink. She's my therapist.
She's a shrink. It's okay. Everybody's had a shrink.
Everyone needs to talk to someone.
So when will she get? What can I talk to her about when she comes on? Can I ask her to list all your neuroses, like from worst to easiest?
Mm.
What about your top three neuroses?
No.
Top two.
Maybe my top one.
Your top one? Really? Your biggest neurosis?
No, maybe not.
What if I ask her to list all your neuroses?
Wendy's helping me learn how to pace my busy life in a better manner.
Okay.
You got to cut the pace tape a bit.
Yeah. So what if she lists your five biggest neuroses and then I ask her to give me the fourth one? I don't know about it.
I'll have to screen her first.
You ponder it.
We'll see.
All right. We're also joined by Tim Riley at the City Desk. He's working on the following stories for your edification today.
Okay, I have to put on my love glasses for this.
Okay, I want to note, Tim is wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. I thought he was pulling a Clyde, but he actually forgot his glasses.
Don't you know who I am?
So, here's a little preview of love letters from Chief Foxworthy. While doing this, you could rub your hands all over my body, my chest, arms, or wherever else you want. I want it to be slow and passionate. We'll have details coming up also.
I want to be hosed down. That's what I want.
The president gets browbeaten during a real town hall meeting. Crazy lady Cynthia McKinney apologizes for slapping a cop and appearing idiotic on network news shows. Kate Moss will marry her drug-dealing boyfriend.
Excellent. Now she will never go hungry again, so to speak.
Is she really?
Yes, we don't lie here.
Well, we were off the air when that whole Kate Moss thing happened. But we'll talk about that. I'll talk about it later on. Okay, and Lisa Goddard from CNN Radio is going to be joining us at 1 p.m. To talk about Cynthia McKinney, who is, as I think we can all say now, is a crazy woman. And I believe she issued some apology because she knew that she was about to get the smackdown. She was about to become the man of the slam, as it were. So we will talk about that, plus your phone calls, 503-733-2970. Now, once again, Tim Riley, what is the secret word?
The secret word is llama.
When you hear the secret word, you need to be making comments and observations about the Foxworth case. Let me draw this distinction now. This is not about the Foxworthy case. I do not want to hear any... Rick, I have to say that you might be a redneck.
Might be a redneck.
If your earrings can double as fishing lure, don't call up and say these things. So, when you hear llama, not before. Not Paul Halama. Not... All right. Ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat. Tim Riley reporting. Well, you're not going to believe this one. In a question and answer session after giving a speech, a man in the crowd have a few choice words for President Bush today.
Was this an unscripted question?
Yes, it was.
I'm horrified.
I don't know if this wasn't some CNN thing or some group of people or...
This is a time when we all need to draw together and stand tall against whatever it is that we are standing tall against. And there is no room for unscripted questions in Rick Emerson's America.
Well, let's go to the soundbite, shall we? That'll be your
A-list. I'm sorry. That's Bush challenge? All right.
You never stop talking about freedom, and I appreciate that. But while I listen to you talk about freedom, I see you assert your right to tap my telephone, to arrest me and hold me without charges.
Yeah.
You are...
I'm not your favorite guy. Go ahead.
Civil liberties violation.
Well, the man told the president he wasn't too thrilled with him as commander-in-chief.
In my lifetime, I have never felt more ashamed of nor more frightened by my leadership in Washington, including the presidency.
I want to get him up. I want him to be the station mascot. Let's call his house. I just want to call his house and tell him how great he is.
We don't have his number.
No, we'll get it.
Well, he asked the president if he is ashamed of himself.
Despite your rhetoric that compassion and common sense have been left far behind during your administration, and I would hope from time to time that you have the humility and the grace to be ashamed of yourself, inside yourself.
That's so great.
Why don't they have his responses?
Why don't we have the smooth jazz music behind that? That's actually arousing me.
The president told the man he will not apologize for using the terrorist surveillance program.
If we're at war, we ought to be using tools necessary within the Constitution on a very limited basis.
Does this sound edited to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the guy didn't sound edited. Listen to Bush's response. I'm not trying to be all Clyde Lewis about it. It sounds edited.
If we're at war, we ought to be using tools necessary within the Constitution on a very limited basis.
Right there.
A program that's reviewed constantly to protect us. Now, you and I have a different of agreement on what is needed to be protected. But you said, would I apologize for that? The answer is absolutely not.
Oh. All right, then be stubborn.
We have a different of agreement on that, apparently. It's kind of like watching one of those Japanese video games where they almost get, you know, it's kind of an all your base belong to us kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Here's Tim Riley.
Now we have court papers alleging the president authorized the leak of intelligence dealing with Iraq.
I'm shocked.
According to the papers released today, and you can find these at smokinggun.com, smokinggun.com if you want to read them, Vice President Cheney, of all people, told his former top aide that he had the president's authorization to disclose that information.
All right. That's fantastic.
Georgia Democratic crazy woman Cynthia McKinney has apologized for an altercation with a Capitol police officer. In a statement on the House floor, McKinney said she regrets the misunderstanding and the escalation that ensued after she bypassed security and entered a House office building without identification. In numerous public comments since the incident, probably her lawyer making these, she called it a point of racial profiling.
Did you see that guy, her bodyguard, that said, I'm going to beat your ass?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever he was saying. I'm not just working blue for the sake of it. He actually said, I don't know where it is. Well, that's Lisa Goddard. She was flanked by some guy.
Yep.
And a journalist said, Ms. McKinney, can I ask you? And the guy said, I will beat your ass if you get too close to her. Mm-hmm. Which is fantastic. Not enough of that in the news.
So Capitol Police have referred the case to federal prosecutors, and they are weighing whether or not to bring charges against McKinney.
Oh, let's hope they do. It'll be this. Now, do we have sound from her?
We do in the second hour.
All right, okay, not now. All right, I'm sorry.
But I was going to tease the audience.
Yes, it's a guarantee.
It's a guarantee.
Okay, go ahead and tease the sound.
Well, I'll tell you that she has apologized for the altercation in her own words.
We'll let you hear that later on. But first, here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
This comes to us from Florida.
I never know. Oh, see? Now
I know it's a surprise Florida.
No, I should just know by now. I'm sorry, Tim, this news comes to us from where?
Florida.
Thank you. All right, there.
Pasco deputies tasered a 92-year-old man after he apparently beat his 81-year-old roommate with a cane. It happened around midnight at the Assisted Living Center in Pasco County.
Good times.
Deputies say Olin Holcomb struck his roommate, Roland Casanova, several times with an aluminum cane.
Roland Casanova.
Yeah, Roland Casanova.
Okay.
And Holcomb continued to threaten a staff member and deputies with a cane until he was tasered.
Fantastic. So wait, this has got. We really do need to have a taser watch of some kind, because it's like the 50th story we've had this week that ends with
Florida.
Well, I was thinking about this earlier that you were talking about this Cynthia McKinney and how the news cycle that ensued. Mm-hmm. Here's the best kind of stories. I'm going to tell you this right now. My favorite moments in the news cycle are when things ensue. Anytime there is a story where something is ensuing, you know it's going to be fantastic grist for the entertainment mill. Wackiness ensues, hilarity ensues, a melee. Melees always ensue. Do you notice that? A melee never just happens. A melee never starts. A melee always ensues. It's just one of those things. It's the law of nature or something. So anytime there is anything ensuing, frankly, anytime there's a melee of any kind, anytime there is Florida, old guy with a cane, old guy with a gun, old guy drunk, two old guys living together, or anyone with a taser. And there's been like 50 taser stories in the last week. So we are living in a sort of golden age of tasers.
About 668,000 in-motion trampolines have been recalled because a person assembling it could snap their back.
Sorry. There's certain phrases you shouldn't laugh at. And I guess snap your back is one of them. But how would you snap your back assembling it?
It says so. U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and maker Stamina Products said nobody should try to assemble or disassemble the trampolines until they revise the instructions.
No one should touch it or get near it. Do not look at Happy Trampoline.
They've received reports of concussions, facial fractures, cuts, and, abrasions that needed stitches.
Doesn't that really just come from normal trampoline
chipped
use?
Teeth.
Chipped teeth.
Now, these are 36 inches across and have six metal legs. They're meant to be used for in-place jogging and other exercises.
Oh, this is not the fun Brady kind of trampoline. This is the step aerobics with Kathy Rigby.
Yep, they're sold at Walmart, played against sports and various other retail outlets nationwide and online sellers, including Walmart.com. They're only $20. $20 for a trampoline. How can you go wrong? Well, I guess you can.
It's only $20. Yes, it's hard to believe that they could sell. It's almost as though they were defective and they bought them, from a truck in Taiwan somewhere. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm sure Walmart stocks only the highest quality goods and services. How does this differ from a normal trampoline, though? Isn't that like a trampoline to think like your parents? Who here had a trampoline? No one.
Me.
Nope. You did?
I did not, no.
Oh, I was going to say, no one did.
To.
No, because no one does. Dean, the cameraman from Coin, you had a trampoline? You're the guy. See, you know what you are, Dean? This is Dean, the cameraman from Coin 6 News. One of our proud... They're not really a sister network. They're
affiliated with CBS.
They're a cousin. They're sort of a... It's kind of an Alabama sort of a thing, I guess.
Redneck stepchild.
I wouldn't call them that.
No.
Now the red light just went on. But you're the guy, Dean. You're the neighbor that everybody had. Everybody had. Here's two immutable facts about this life. As Paul McCartney would say, this ever-changing world in which we live in. There are two immutable facts. One is there's a kid on your block that has all the Star Wars toys and you don't have any. And then you've always got some bastard cousin, not literally bastard, but some jerk cousin that's got everything. Got every toy, everything that ever was created anywhere. He's got the Stretch Armstrong and that green scaly monster kind. And then you have Bupkis. That's what you have. So it is with the trampoline.
Well,
and trampolines will kill you dead.
They will. Kate Moss is set to marry her off and on again lover. There's that lover again. That word, lover.
Lover. And off and on again.
In a Scottish castle later in the year. The Baby Shambles front man says the pair, who have been through a series of breakups and reconciliations, are planning to tie a knot in a castle. A posh Scottish castle. It's going to be cool. Meanwhile, Kate is reportedly paying $20,000 to repair her junky lover's teeth.
I'm sorry?
Kate Moss is reportedly paying $20,000 to repair her junky lover's teeth.
What's wrong with his
have
teeth?
Have you ever seen this guy?
Is he Scottish?
He has a crooked smile.
Is he, does he have Shane McGowan?
No, he's British. He is just haggard.
Oh, has poor personal hygiene.
We call those having Houston.
He just did an interview in Rolling Stone where the person was writing an article about him, and he was shooting up in front of the Rolling Stone guy.
Oh, it says he suffers from terrible halitosis because he barely brushes his teeth. He's terrified of losing her, so he's agreed to do something about it.
Well, baby, if... first of all, why would you... Look, I'm just saying. Why would you want to marry a guy who has to be leveraged into brushing his teeth? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you... That's something you do with a three-year-old that's got brain damage. You know, you offer it a prize if it doesn't wet the bed or something.
It's an older fellow with brain damage.
Why would you want to be with a guy who's got to be sort of... Like, he's got to be sweet-talked into running a brush over his teeth? Especially because he's British, so you know it's no cakewalk to begin with, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That guy?
That's him.
You can almost smell the breath from over here.
I can smell the formaldehyde from over here.
Uh-huh.
Really?
What does he do other apart from sell drugs?
He's the lead singer of, I don't know, some UK band.
Oh, well, of course. That explains it all right there. Okay. There's life is, they don't really have lives over there. They're just sort of walking around zombie-like. Well, that's an unpleasant guy. I mean, the gold standard is Shane McGowan from the Pogues. He's the worst. But you can sort of see where this guy's road is going to end. All right. Here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
Attention, Clyde Lewis. Pink is quitting the U.S. and moving to Europe. She just released her new album. She's considering leaving her home nation because America lacks in culture. Everyone in Europe is so nice. I definitely want to move there. I love the U.K., France, and Paris, especially south of Paris. There's a lot of culture, more so than in Hollywood. Meanwhile, Pink has revealed she keeps her marriage alive with steamy webcam sex.
Why? Why do they tell us these things? First of all, every time... I don't know what it is.
Sharon Stone was telling us that last week.
when not plotting to take over Castle Grayskull. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing with Pink where, you know, it's that old thing about how, like at Berkeley, every year at Berkeley, there's some group of women that want the right to go topless. And it's always like women that you don't ever want to see uncovered at all. And it's always women that have got... I mean, we're talking acres of flabby pink. You know what I mean?
No, it's like that beach at Soviet.
It really... Yeah, where it's just... You know, it's just some guy who's a big round of mound, and you know, he feels the need to share it all, to share what God gave him with you. And so it is with Pink. Pink can look, see, here's the thing I don't understand. A long time ago on the Rick Emerson Show, we're now entering a part of the program which Coin 6 News may not be interested in rebroadcasting, but I am saying this. A long time ago we had a conversation about Madonna and whether or not Madonna was a well-endowed woman. We couldn't figure it out, because you look at some shots, and she just seems very flat-chested. You look at other shots, she seems very ample. And we couldn't figure it out. Long story anyways, we ended up with a whole discussion about clothing and lifting and parting and separating and whatever. Here's the thing with Pink. I can't tell if Pink is good-looking or not. And because, like, sometimes I'll see her and she looks all hot, but I think maybe that's just because she's sort of slutty and that's just sort of, you know what it is? That's just sort of a... Like, when a woman is just sort of trashy enough, I stop noticing whether she's hot, and she just sort of becomes hot. It's like when the camera guy's trying to take your picture, and he's waving the bunny puppet, you know, so you won't notice the camera. And that's how it is with trashy women. It's like the trashiness is a diversion from whether or not they're attractive. So I can't tell if Pink is... She's got kind of a lantern jaw, don't you think? You know what I'm talking about? Sarah's just recused herself from this conversation entirely.
No, I'm trying to figure out what
you mean. Other things.
She's got a big jaw. She looks like she ought to be...
No, I was thinking about how we were talking about how people look like certain things, like, you know, like pig face and geeky and stuff.
Yes.
She's kind of piggy, but like in an attractive way.
Well, no, she's got this sort of upturned nose.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I can't tell if she's attractive or not.
I think she's, and it's like 50-50 with her.
I don't think Pink is, here's the thing. I don't think Pink is good looking as such or beautiful or pretty. I think Pink is sexy, though. I think there's a difference. She does have kind of that raw, that allure sort of going on. And her new album's not bad. I've heard it. All right, well, let's do this. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues after this. Later on, Lisa Goddard from CNN Radio, Washington, D.C. We'll also be talking to Randy, the National Couture, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. We'll be drawing up the set list for Listener Party 9, which is coming up Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m., Sabalas, Mount Tabor. My friends, you stay there, live from Portland. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Johnson 970. Don't go anywhere. Secret word is llama. Llama, llama, llama. 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 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show right here on AM 970. 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the news desk with Tim Riley.
So the Oregonian now says the police chief must quit. All because he has forfeited public trust. Can you imagine that? All over these steamy little love notes. We have some fresh ones. We didn't do them all yesterday.
So this is the Foxworth sound. And have we played all of this already?
No.
Okay.
No,
so where is this sound at? Do I have this?
No. It's not there.
Okay. All right.
We're going to read these here.
All right.
So we're going to need a little jazz, a little love music, since this is all about love.
Sarah?
All right. Here we go. These are actual emails. You ready? When I walk in, I will probably push you against the wall and kiss you passionately. I want you to be completely submissive and just follow my lead. I want to take you upstairs to your bedroom where we would continue. This part's blacked out. You got to imagine what's going on here.
Is this like when I get my government file and everything's blacked out?
Yep.
All right.
This part is blacked out.
Probably not for the same reasons.
This will save our license.
All right.
While doing this, you could rub your hands all over my body.
Now, the most disturbing part about these emails, correct me if I'm wrong about this, is that at a certain point, he begins to refer to not only himself, but to her in the third, it's like a third person sort of reference.
Yeah.
Like, in these emails, there is a whole lot of, like, after Big Daddy is done with his girl, and it's a way he sort of shifts from merely disturbing to outright horrifying. Mm-hmm. And so the problem is every time I get pulled over by a cop from now until like the end of Rapture, these letters are what's going to be going through my head every time the cop comes walking up to the car, every time he tells me they want to take me in, talk to me about something, every time he says he's going to need to follow up with me about anything. I'm going to start hearing all of this going through my head. It just makes a bad situation worse. Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733. 800-259-2970. Let's go ahead and get some phone calls about this. Let's see. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Mullard.
Hi, how are you doing, sir?
Very good. I appreciate the opportunity to state my opinion. I am dreading a Star F inquisition into the personal foibles of our chief of police. Now, if he is found to have used company time and company monies in pursuit of his romantic pleasures, mm-hmm. I imagine there is a stock and standard slap on the wrist type
You're falling apart. You started out strong, now you're falling apart, my friend.
All right. I hope they don't lynch him just because he got horny for some lady. But if he ends up having to resign over this,
they better pick
a black guy. Because, I mean, that's one of the few things that make Portland cool is that we got a black chief of police. Can we keep it that way, please? So what if he wanted to get some leg?
Well, the other thing that people...
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you for saying what you were thinking.
What hasn't even been brought up here is this could be part of a creative writing course.
Well,
which is being given in his off hours.
Really, I mean, if you've read any of the dialogue, which I have repeatedly, by the way, you should know that it is just one step up from like a bad letter to Penthouse or something. It's sort of this unholy cross of Hustler magazine and Hallmark cards.
Or a Harlequin novel.
One can't, it is difficult to imagine one being seduced by this sort of thing. Because I'm unclear about this. Now, maybe you can clarify this for me, Tim Riley, because you are the newsman. So I'm unclear about whether... Because the big watchword they always use is unwanted sexual advances, right? That's what they always say. I was the victim of unwanted. But she did sleep with him. Like, multiple times, right? Isn't that the thing? She had sex with him repeatedly, multiple times, at her house. Okay, correct me if I may be wrong about this, but this is what I believe they have reported. Is that they went to her house, and again, if I'm incorrect about this, I apologize, but I don't think so. I think they went to her house, and she did then serve him, I believe, wine and vodka. And then it was like she had a hot tub or something running, and then they had an engagement, and then they had a sexual relationship, a relationship that was sexual in nature. But I think it's only when he began mentioning it at work, or it was only when he began talking to other people about it. We'll find out. Hi, it's 503-733-2970. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Well, this is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm well. I was, thinking to tie in with this whole, whatever, chocolate gate, whatever you want to call it here. The listener party name of Willy Wonka and the hot chocolate body.
Well, that was more than we expected.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I appreciate your insight in this matter. That was especially profound. And
Dean will never get any sound effects from us ever.
For the love of God.
Would you like to hear more of this?
It's a lost cause.
Llama!
Llama, llama, llama.
Shalama, like llama, ding, dong.
He continues here, maybe because he didn't include the subject unwanted sexual advances that he's in all this trouble.
Such a disaster.
I wanted to be slow and passionate. I would then take you and walk you over to the bed and blacked out, we can't read this part. When I return, I am looking forward to seeing you. I have daydreamed about walking through your front door and seeing you wear one of your most sexy special outfits. I then push you up against the wall and pin you to the wall while kissing you passionately.
Oh, that's nothing but bad.
I run my fingers through that blonde hair of yours and then caress your body. I stop to feel that waist of yours. That tan body of yours.
Why does he keep specifying it's of hers? I think that would go without saying.
That hair, that body.
It puts the lotion on its skin. Rick Emerson Show. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Chris. How you doing, Rick?
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
I'm getting disgusted.
Okay.
By the explicit email, because every time I look, I think this is the chief of police.
So this is, we're talking about Derek Foxworth here. And so your thought on this is that you're horrified because it's a public official and you feel like... Now, do you feel public officials should be held to a higher standard or the same standard?
Higher, no question about it.
And so you believe that because this was done under the color of law, that probably the punishment for him should be harsher.
I don't know. Well, we're not sure if there's a punishment coming, but he's the chief. He's the head honcho. You can't be using your power over people like that. You just can't do it. It's not right. You're supposed to look up to this guy.
Now, my question for you is, does this come as a surprise to you? Is this the sort of behavior do you find shocking? Or is, I've talked to a lot of people who say, well, they sort of expect this from
surprise.
Some...
He's a human being. He has families like everybody else. Maybe the woman's really pretty. Who knows?
Right. No, she's not.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Hey, listen, I cannot call back for your set list. Can I just throw one in?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Well, it's a classic. Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden, no doubt, has to be part of the set list.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And then he says,
"That was almost that. Would that call almost
I think this
worked.
Next one. I think this next one will be good.
All right. If Tim could just stop passing judgment on the woman's looks, long enough.
No, I mean, maybe she's like big on her bowling team or whatever. It's hard to say. So we continue here. Then I had buttoned my shirt, so you can run your hands over my chest and feel my arms as you take my shirt off to expose my bare chest.
That's a lot of blackout.
Rub your hands all over my body.
I'm sorry? It's a lot of what? Oh.
Blacked out. Look at that. Yep. That's like a half a page.
Oh, you said it was a lot of blackout.
No.
I thought you were talking about something
and
else.
And then I kiss you. Then we go upstairs to your bedroom where we continue our passionate lovemaking. Unquote.
I've got this right here. Now, listen to this. This is from Oregon Live. There's a theme throughout is his preference for submissive women. And this is the quote I'm talking about here. He says, quote, "I want you to be completely submissive. Just follow my lead." The email says, quote, "I love a very submissive woman." Now, but then he shifts into what can only be called Silence of the Lambs mode. When suddenly it's no longer you, it's, quote, "But I'm not done with my little submissive, beautiful blonde. Now that I have her, I will continue to ravish her." See, and those are sort of the last words you hear before you hear the duct tape unrolling and the van door swings open in the back.
Make me your little chocolate bunny.
Oswald said... Llama. Oswald said that she wouldn't submit to the, quote, bizarre sexual conduct. Now listen, here's what I'm talking about. She wouldn't submit to the bizarre sexual conduct he demanded, but that they did have sex at her home. He would arrive in his unmarked police car, and she would prepare him meals and provide him with, wait for it, vodka and wine. You can't go mixing those two together and not expect something untoward to happen. On occasion, she says, he'd use her phone or a city phone to talk to police members and then cut out to deal with police raids, arrests, or tactical operations. And apparently, and see, here's what happens with all of these guys. And this is the other thing that she's alleging. The other thing is, first of all, he's drinking liquor in a hot tub, which is a bad idea on like four different levels. And I am not a doctor, nor do I play one anywhere, but...
It makes it more poetic.
If you really must be guzzling vodka, a hot tub anywhere is not the place to do it. You're gonna get all Brian Jones. You don't want that to happen. But the problem with all of these guys is, they always hook up with some woman, and then, it's like just having the woman and having a relationship with the woman is never enough. They've always got to try to, it's that alpha male thing. They've always got to impress the woman by discussing company business, which is exactly what the guy did, where he would talk about ongoing police investigations with her. Apparently, he would talk about ongoing police business. He would talk about ongoing internal squabbles, all to seduce a woman who is already nude in a hot tub with him. And that is what salespeople would call selling past the clothes. That is what we all call deeply, deeply stupid. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Rick.
Hi, who's this?
Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks.
Are you calling to share something insightful about this case?
I really am, Rick, because, you see, the problem here is, I don't know if it's the general purification of the country that's been happening recently. The current climate forces people to uncover things about personal lives that just are really no one's business.
That's been going on for generations, even before this president.
So you feel like this is just none of the media's business, or do you feel like the press has gone too far?
Yes, I really do.
Okay,
the media always blows these things out of proportion. That's just what they do.
So you feel like really this is the response to this is disproportionate to perhaps the outrage that it really does deserve.
It really does. There are far more important issues to be dealt with in the media rather than someone's. You know, well, whether you agree with it or not, it's his personal business, and that's where it should stay.
So you feel a person's personal proclivities, they should stay personal.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you, Kristen.
Maybe we should back to talk about Kitty Couric.
All right, there you go. Boy, this is just working out really badly. Hi, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Do we have more clips?
No, that's it for today.
We've exhausted all of it.
We can't get them all away in one day.
And I do believe, by the way, and I'm not entirely sure about this, but I do believe that when he first started seeing, what is her name? Oswald?
Yes.
What's her first name? not Katie.
Lenora something?
Magdalene? It's something. Something it's Oswald. Yeah. Well, whatever. Apparently, I do believe that when they first started seeing each other, though, that he was... She was actually the second mistress. I think that, like, he actually was married and had a girl on the side.
That's correct, yeah.
And then, like, she was, like, the girl on the side to the girl on the side.
Right.
Sort of a, you know, like a Gumar once removed kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
The claim contends Foxworth also told Oswald that former Mayor Vera Katz and former... And listen to this.
Oh, I don't even want to hear about this.
No, he discussed it in depth with Vera Katz. No, and that Croker, apparently they only referred to her as the blonde. That's the best. She apparently... It really is like James Gum kind of thing, because she doesn't even have a name, apparently. Because when Foxworth is talking to her, doesn't even use her name. It's like Daddy's little girl or something, or my beautiful little blonde. And then when the police department is talking about her, she's just the blonde. It's like those guys that talk about the wife or the kids or something. So, you know, there you go. It's 503-733-2970.
There's Dean.
Filming.
The obligatory meters moving.
Nothing. I didn't realize the camera got so close to you.
Yes. Did you get the shot of the meters bouncing? Everybody's got to have
awesome.
It. Don't you guys just have one shot of that you use? Can't you just have like a... Once. I'm sorry.
We're not supposed to talk to him.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to ignore the fourth wall. Are we supposed to take a break?
Yes.
We're going to take a break now. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. So, Rick Emerson Show, thank you for coming in and being part of this in a figurative sense. If you're out there being part of the Rick Emerson extended family today, we are glad you're there. Rick@rickemerson.com is the email address. Well, okay. Coming up later on, Jen Lane, Barfly Magazine, Randy the Natural Couture, and talk about Sport Fight 15. We got the top five AC/DC songs you never hear played, and we're going to talk about the Listener Party 9, which is coming up. We're going to let you pick the set list for the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show right here on Johnson 970 AM, part of CBS Radio.
There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play.